Well, welcome back to another groovy show. Kind of gothy, kind of maxi.
I'm feeling emo today.
Yes, I've got the black hair. My fingernails are painted black. Black lipstick.
My Chemical Romance is playing on repeat.
I even drank some black coffee this morning. I'm just black depressed today. Yeah, I mean. But without further ado, I am your host with the most, the guy with the big fat hips with the big fat lips, your friend and mine, Uncle Boo with the do with the bow, and the person to the left, my maverick, my goose, my ride or die, number nine in your programs, number one in your hearts,
Ash Handy.
Yay! So what's up, crack-a-lackins? I told you she'd be back. She went on her weekend getaway to Oklahoma, where the big patty waddies play. I don't want to be too mean to Oklahoma because I got relatives up there, but Oklahoma still sucks. I'll say it. But
Oklahoma does suck.
Yeah.
That's where I picked up this cough.
Yeah. She didn't
even
have
though
it.
When I got back, everybody else was coughing too. I guess everybody got sick while I was gone.
Yeah, because the weather was up and down. It'd be nice and then it'd get cold.
Yeah, sounds like TB ward at work.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy and it scares me so bad. But hope everybody's having a great week. If you're listening to this, you better strap in because it's Friday. You have made it to the promised land. Yeah.
Now you get to spend what little money you have left to get fucked up for the weekend to try to forget about your shitty life.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And yes. You have won a prize. Yeah, so it's going to be great. My birthday is this weekend. It should be good. It's going to be Saturday. I'm going to be the big 48. Two more years and I'll be 50. That's just weird. I never thought I'd be looking at 50 when I was in my 20s. I did a lot of shit to try not to make it to 50, and I'm still here. Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't. I don't feel as old as I am either, and I don't feel like anybody else is as old as they are either.
Tell you what, though, time is flying fucking by.
It really is, though.
Big time. Yeah, I don't get it. It's crazy. Crazy times, guys. But I hope you're doing great. And today, we really don't have a format. I got a ghost story to talk about and some dumb quotes. But I really didn't get any stupid news because there's so much stuff that has happened this week. And there's stuff coming up that's going to happen that we're going to talk about.
Yeah. And I was on a hideaway vacation last week. Yeah. I would have recorded before I left, but I left Wednesday, and Monday and Tuesday are impossible for me to do anything.
She just has enough time to eat, sleep, shit, and go to work.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then recycle.
Yeah.
Repeat. You know what the definition of insanity is?
Doing the same shit over and over and over again.
And getting the same outcome. We are insane.
In the membrane.
Yeah. Insane in the membrane.
Insane. I got no brain. That's me. I don't know. I do feel like I'm going insane these days.
Oh, God. Because, I mean, I don't watch the news, you know, but what comes across TikTok and shit, man? It's like, what the fuck? Well, it's just like, for instance,
I don't really know how it is. I'm trying really hard not to laugh too hard today because I'm trying not to cough my head off.
But I don't know what it is about that solar eclipse. I know here in America, is it a solar or a... It is a solar, right?
The one that's coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's going to be during the day.
Okay. But here in America, everybody's flipping out. Is everybody doing that around the world? Or is it just here in America?
Well, and I don't know why, because we've had so many.
Yeah, but
it's not like this is the first one we've had in 500 years.
I know. But everybody's saying there's going to be a couple days of darkness or a week. And
we had one last year that nobody gave a shit about. They were still trying to get rid of those glasses they sell. Like, the day after, they were like, oh, get yours for the one next year.
Yeah.
And then now everything's sold out for it.
Yep. Should have bought them when they was on sale. And I just don't get why everybody's flipping out about it. Sometimes I wonder, do they know something I don't?
Yeah, and what is... let me look at what day it is. I think I'm going to be at work. Do they say what time it's going to be?
I'm not for sure the time.
Yeah, but it's a Tuesday, so...
Yeah.
I'd be busy.
Yeah. But, like, it's just weird. I don't understand why people are flipping out about it. I don't get that. I don't get it at all, man. I don't get it, Harry. When Harry met Sally sitting with a pal.
You know, I never watched that. I don't even know what it's about.
I haven't seen it in years, but it's...
All I know is that one part that everybody always makes fun of where she, like, pretends to have an orgasm or something
right
at the table.
There. Yeah, because they're having a discussion that women don't fake orgasms.
And oh, is like, that why she did that?
Yeah. She's like, yes, we do. He's like, no, y'all don't. Y'all are enjoying it. She goes, no, we can.
She's like, hey, watch this.
Yeah. So she's like, booyah.
Yeah, I never saw that.
Yes. Yes.
They just make fun of it a lot in movies.
Yeah. That's why she did it. I can't remember what it was about.
Ugh, probably about Harry meeting Sally.
Yeah. Or Sally meeting Harry.
You know, I have actually heard some good reviews on the new Roadhouse.
Fuck that.
I know.
Because they took the whole bouncer kind of thing out of it, I heard.
You know, I'm going to say something that's really unpopular, but I'm also a chick and I don't watch a lot of... I do, but I don't. I never fully watched the whole thing, the first one. The original. But I do know
you
that
know
it
why?
Was like a big
Cause
deal.
Because it's got Patrick Swayze and Samuel Elliott in it. You can't replace them two with anybody.
I didn't know Sam Elliott was in it, so now I kind of understand. Was he the bad guy in it?
No, he was a good guy with Patrick. He rolls up on his Harley, and the club's called the Double Deuce. And he goes, the Double Deuce.
I'm going to look up the original. Who's the bad guy in the original?
I can't remember
that he has
his
to
name,
fight.
But he's a rich guy. But he hires a badass like Patrick to fight him, and Patrick ends up kicking his ass. And there's one part in the original where he's got that guy, or the bad guy has Patrick, and he tells Patrick when he's beating him up, I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
Ew.
Yeah, the first time I seen that on video, I was like, what? I had to stop it and go back, and I'm like,
shit.
Gross.
Was it Ben Gazzara? Was that the bad guy?
Let me see his picture.
Well, he's old now.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
That's him.
He was the rich old guy that owned that, basically robbed from everybody every week and...
Well, I can understand that then, because you know who they're having play him in the new one?
Who?
Conor McGregor.
He's him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's stupid.
And Jake Gyllenhaal is Patrick Swayze.
Oh, my God. It should have been a freaking older guy. But
yeah, Conor's the bad guy in the new one.
Oh, my God.
Steven, I should have never brought it up.
Fuck me. They
ruined
it.
This is horrible.
It. No. Why? That was the whole idea. Because you know how the old rich men always run the town and shit? And that's what he was doing. He was a crooked motherfucker. And he ran
the
town.
So he paid somebody to fight Patrick or he fought Patrick?
No, he... Well, I take that back. There's the last scene he fights Patrick. Yeah, they are fighting, really duking it out. And he goes to pull a gun out to shoot him. Patrick Swayze kicks him. And then, grabs his throat and does that, and kills him.
I need to watch the original.
And then it's funny at the end because everybody in town that old man's roughed up over the years and taken money from. Because what he was doing is going around to businesses telling them, you're going to give me a certain amount of money a week or we'll just continue to come break your windows,
break your shop, and beat you up.
Yeah. So if you didn't pay him, you got beat up. So that's another way he was making money doing that. And then he did all sorts of other crooked shit. But the town at the end... All these old men, these old store owners come out whenever you think it's just Patrick and the old man. No, I take that back. Patrick didn't do the throat thing. He did that to that guy that said, I used to fuck guys like you in prison. The old man, he was fixing to, and then came out with shotguns, and they said something, you know, like, we ain't taking it anymore, or blah, 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 and they just start shooting him. And then they all put the shotguns up.
I love it whenever communities come together in the end.
Listen to this. The sheriff comes in with marshals and all that. They're like, what the hell happened? And every one of them, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see anything. Did you? I didn't see anything.
Well, and that's funny because that reminds me. Do you remember in Training Day?
Oh, yeah.
At the end, whenever everybody's tired of Denzel.
Oh, yeah. They all turn on
him. And he's literally like, one of y'all better kill this motherfucker for $5,000 or whatever. And they're literally all like, nah, we're just going to kill you because we're tired of your shit.
Yeah. We're tired of your shit coming in here fucking bullying us around.
I'll have to watch that.
Yeah. That was a good
movie.
I'll
have to watch the original.
Yes,
and
it's awesome.
The new one. The only reason I wanted to watch it is because I do really like Jake Gyllenhaal.
So what's the purpose of this one? What's the main deal? Is he still a bouncer or whatever, or a cooler or what?
I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be you know how Top Gun was like a sequel?
Yeah.
I thought this was just supposed to be you know how they remade Footloose and they remade, I thought this in Little Mermaid, I thought this was supposed to be a remake. So I could be wrong. It could be just like a story that piggybacks off the other one. But I thought it was supposed to be a remake of the original. Oh. And the only reason I was interested in watching it is because Jake Gyllenhaal is really I think he's a really good actor.
Well, I mean, come on, to pull off what he did in freaking Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, that's true.
Him and what's his face? Man.
Oh, you just had to say that. What was his name? And he died. I loved him.
He did the Joker.
Well, and he did all the 90s movies too, where he was a little cutie. He was in 10 Things I Hate About You, which is like my favorite movie of all time. What was his freaking name?
Okay. I know I can see his face because he died after he did the Joker.
I'm disappointed in myself that I have to look this up.
I can't think of his name for shit. Does anybody know it out there?
He was beautiful. Heath Ledger.
That too.
Poor guy.
No. Oh.
I also heard that there's supposed to be a new Beetlejuice coming out this year.
I know, and I ain't fucking watching that either. They're pissing me off.
Is that one supposed to be a remake or a sequel?
Now, this one's a sequel. Supposedly, what I can tell from the trailer, the girl in the movie, the daughter.
The one in the first one, Wynonna?
Yeah, she comes back or something.
Okay.
So, at least she's in it, but still.
I wonder who's playing Beetlejuice.
I don't know. Still not watching it. I am going to wait till it's done and kick the movie and go, nice fucking movie. Onk, onk.
I just don't see how anybody could be a better Beetlejuice.
Yes.
He was so good.
He was fucking so good and so naughty. God, he was a perv. All the time.
Hey, where'd you go?
Yeah. Hey, come here. Hey, all you gotta do is say it three times.
Whenever they're trying to figure out what it says.
Oh, God.
They're like, Beetle guys.
And then that, God, what was that one part where he's holding him like, no, the girl, the wife's holding him like this, and she's going, I don't know what you think you're doing, but you stop. And then he goes, oh, yeah? Because, I mean, yeah, well, his voice is small, so he's going, hey, put me down, hey. And then he flexes, and a bunch of pins come out and pokes him, and he falls down. And it's like, who can a guy like me, you know, get a little action, if you know what I mean.
And then there's that little strip club.
Yes.
On that little fake thing that they're on.
Yes. And he goes, the wife looks at the husband that made it and goes, well, why did you put that there? I did it.
Oh, man.
God, that was a good movie. When I was a kid and I watched that, and then when that motherfucker kicked the tree down and grabbed his crotch. Nice fucking model. Mm-hmm. Honk, honk. Oh, my God. Me and my friends were laughing our ass off. Everybody at school was saying that. We just walked, nice fucking model. Honk, honk. That's all we said that year when that movie came out. God, because see what was cool? I couldn't go into a lot of the R-rated movies. I didn't have my parents. Well, my parents, they wouldn't take me into stuff like that. So what I would do is I had a friend. And his parents were divorced, and his dad spoiled him, gave him anything he wanted. So we'd always go to the movies that were rated R, and I'd go in there with them, and God.
I heard how your dad felt about Dirty Dancing.
Oh, my God, when he seen that on TV. Oh, my God, they are chuffing and jiving on each other. They are rubbing up on each other. And I told him, I was like, hey, Dad, can I learn to dance like that? Steven Joe, it ain't even funny.
I love that movie.
Filth. Filth.
Filth. It is filth. We've just gotten worse and worse.
Oh, God. He would lose a gasket. God, he would. And then when they, and me, I look at it this way. If you want to be gay, be gay. Just don't push it off on me and try to make me or anything, which I know 90% of them aren't. Which is cool, but do what you want to do. But my dad, he was such a, and I'm not trying to blast you if you're a Christian. He was such a devoted Christian Bible thumping dude. He just, no, if you're gay, you're going straight to hell. And I look at it this way. It ain't my place to judge. If you want to be that, be that. Just don't push it
off
on
me.
I
just don't think that. Even whenever I was.
And if you are gay, don't make me call you all these pronouns and all this other crap.
I went more for the community. I would never really say that I was like an avid believer or praying and all that. But even whenever I was going to church on Sunday, I still didn't think that you would go to hell if you were gay.
Yeah.
Never bothered me.
No. It never bothered me. I mean, that's how you want to be. Go to hell. But to people in my dad's generation, that's how they kind of grew up. Which was weird. You know, it's like Patty said in that generation. They wouldn't come out and say be racist, but they'd be like, you could have black friends and Mexican friends, but you don't date them. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Nana's mom taught her that mentality, too.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? That don't make any sense, but you're a man of God. So, yeah, it was crazy. So, but that's just how they were brought up back then, though. I mean, and times were changing, and they were still stuck in the old ways.
Kind of like our president.
Yeah, he's stuck back.
Somebody made the joke that he's, like, minutes away from accidentally dropping the N-word because he's just so unhinged right now.
God, I wish he would.
And you can see it, too. They're scared to let him talk for longer than certain amounts of time.
Yeah.
Or they'll cut his mic off or pull him away.
Yeah.
Because they're like, this motherfucker's about to drop the N-word. Really about to tell y'all what he thinks.
Oh, God. I wish he would. I wish he would, God.
We had no problem saying it back in the day. So it's still, especially since he's got, like, dementia or whatever. You can't tell me he don't have something.
Yeah, he does. That motherfucker's wackier than wacky.
Yeah. It's bound to come out.
Yeah. Fucking nuts. Well, we talked about the solar eclipse. So yeah, wherever you live on the planet and you listen to the show, send us a message. Tell me if y'all are hearing anything about the eclipse. I don't think it's going to be it might be on other continents. I haven't heard. But y'all tell us how it's going to go on y'all's end. And then have you been hearing about that Nickelodeon documentary shit? Did you grow up watching a lot of that stuff?
Well, not a lot of it, but what was the name of the show? The Drake and Josh show
was the one that
kid came from.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily like watch it a lot or like that show. Not that I had anything wrong with it. It was just a little after my time. It was before the boys' time. But the TV would get left on a lot on Nickelodeon. So, like, oh. I've seen plenty of episodes. I don't know the show or the story by heart.
I never seen them. I remember Lexi watching some of them, and Jesus Christ, I never watched them with her, but the little sexual stuff that was in them shows for kids is disgusting.
Yeah, I guess I never noticed, obviously, because I was a kid, but if I went back and watched it now.
If you go back now as an adult, you're like, how the fuck did that get passed?
Oh, no.
You know, they had a lot of stuff referring just to sex, you know. And what got me was Nickelodeon hired two guys that were known pedos. And the other one was gay. So since he was gay, they was letting him do whatever. And he would talk to them young boys like this and shit. And, he started molesting that one. And here's what's so sad about them perverts in Hollywood. This is why I quit watching a lot of movies. I don't hardly watch movies anymore. That kid Drake got molested by that fucking pedo. And big names in Hollywood were on his side. pleading with the judge to, he learned his lesson. Don't stick him in there for a long time.
Yeah, because they all do it.
And Drake's like, I'm not going to give names out because I'm not here to destroy people. But if I told you the names, you wouldn't believe me because it's people of that high class.
Yeah,
But he went and served his time. And then guess who hired him when he came out of prison? Disney.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, too, because my age group especially, you know, with Hannah Montana and all that other shit, that's all we ever dreamt about was being a child star. And now it's like, well, even like Britney Spears, too.
Yeah, all the shit she's like
you're thankful. You're thankful.
Yeah.
What's his face that OD'd? Aaron. Man, he was really bad. And he was a big deal whenever I was a teenager.
Aaron Rodgers? No.
Oh, what was his name? They found him in his bathtub, and they think he was another one that they suicided.
Oh, okay.
And it was easy because he had a long history of drug problems.
Yeah, and then he started coming out. Well, it's just crazy. And I'm like you. I kind of, you know, thought it would be cool to be a childhood actor or something. Now I'm like, I'm glad I never did.
Well, shit, sitting in been in Alicia's living room, I thought that'd be better than anywhere else I'd ever been. But honestly.
Yeah.
Looking back now, and then you look at, I mean, like, even if they never came out and said anything happened, you look at how fucked up they all are.
And here's what's so crazy is, that bald guy that was on the Jerry Springer show, Steve, the guard, mm-hmm. the security guard guy. Well, he was a cop in Chicago for years.
Before he was a bodyguard?
No, yeah, before he was a bodyguard on Jerry Springer show. And he said, he goes, I spent a lot of time on TV sets. He goes, here's what amazes me. There was no adults on the set that had the balls or could be responsible enough to go, dude, lay off the kids, quit. Or say, we shouldn't do this, kid. It's kind
of
dirty. Wow,
because that's probably what got you booted out of there real fast.
He goes, it just amazes me how people will overlook shit and let shit continue. Because them shows that them guys were writing and doing, Nickelodeon was making fucking billions of money off of that. They didn't want to ruin their gravy train. You know? It's just sad how people will pick the almighty dollar over kids' well-being. What, Bubba? What, you're not going to get up here. You look like a serious old man with your haircut. Just want to say, Ashley's starting to learn how to groom. She does a good job. I have to put pictures on Facebook of Max. But, yeah, it's just crazy. I'm kind of, you know, you always dream about, you know,
being famous.
Yeah,
and
being in Hollywood and having all of this and that and. I'm kind of glad nothing like that ever happened to me because I would have probably been dead from a drug overdose because of all the stuff I seen. And two, it's like these motherfuckers don't have a conscience. They don't have a conscience at all. I couldn't do some of the shit they do. You know, and now P. Diddy, I don't know if he's arrested, but they... Fuck, they're going after him.
I'm
going
to look that up while we're talking about that right now, too, because I never did yesterday.
Yeah, the P. Diddy stuff. Yeah, look it up. It's crazy. They raided his Miami home and his L.A. home at the same time. And then they got, I think they did his New York home after. Want to say hi, Max?
Sounds like you're already saying hi. That's my favorite noise.
You want to say hi again? Oh, that's it.
Yeah, and it does say it's for an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. Yeah.
You should have seen this TikTok I've seen.
And then nothing is funnier to me than whenever they get strapped with something like that, which I'm not saying like if it...
Sex trafficking is funny. We're not laughing.
No. Yeah, and I'm also not saying that, like, there are people that get in trouble for things that they really didn't do. But if you 100% know that you're innocent, it sucks to sit in jail, but like do what you got to do to, you know, get through that. But whenever you just immediately run off, to me, it just...
Yeah, and that's what he did.
It just, I know, and that's what I'm saying. It to me, it just says I'm well, I did what you're saying. I did.
He took off, and his sons at his L.A. home, they got arrested when they raided the house. So he left his sons holding the bag. That's a man. But everybody's going, ha ha. You know, because a lot of people say he's the reason why Notorious B.I.G. was shot.
P. Diddy?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Did they got beef?
No, they don't have beef, but it's probably for money. Think about it. How much money the record company P. Diddy owned that Notorious B.I.G. was under when he died, how much money they made off of his death.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that he owned it.
Yeah, they made a fuck ton of money when he passed away. Or when he was shot. It's just like with Tupac. I think now that Suge Knight did have something to do with it. Because I didn't know
before. Theirs was a beef, wasn't it?
No. He was in the car with him. They supposedly it started in the lobby in Vegas with another outfit, another gang. And supposedly the rival gang member shot him. Supposedly. That's what they always, you know, said.
But people speculate that Suge Knight did it?
Yeah, that he had something to do with it. Because I didn't know that Suge Knight made millions, I mean, well, more than million, billions off of Tupac. And the deal was when Tupac was in prison in New York, Suge Knight went out there and said, hey, I found out what I got to do to get you out of prison. If I pay for it, you want to come make music with me and my, but I'm going to basically own you till you can pay this back or do however many records we agreed to. And I think they agreed to like three or four. And when he did them, see, and this whole time, Suge Knight wasn't paying Tupac. He was just like, oh, you need some money? Here you go. Oh, you need some money? Here you go. Never was actually like paying him a base salary all the time. Well, when Tupac wanted to leave and start his own label maybe or just try to do something on his own.
Because he'd done his time and he'd made him enough money. And...
Oh, yeah. Well, he thought Suge Knight would let him. Suge Knight was like, well, you got a problem now. All this money I've been giving you, you owe me. And you're like, what the fuck, dude? You made billions off of this guy, and he still owes you? He's like, so I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll make a Death Row Records place on the East Coast to rival New York. And he's like, all right, that was the plan. And a couple weeks later, it was shot. And look how much money he made off of that.
It's always your friends, man.
And then, too. Nobody else knew this, but people around the studios and that were in Death Row Records. Tupac was in there recording all the time. So that's why there's so much music out there, him, that was coming out for a while. Because he was still recording. So think about how much money Suge Knight made from that and Tupac. And then after he passed. I mean, Jesus. But that guy got what he deserved. He's in prison.
He is? What did he go to prison for?
Running over a security guard.
What?
This dumb motherfucker, when they was filming Straight Outta Compton, the NWA story, you know, when they was filming it, he had the balls to try to get on set. He was going to go hit up Ice Cube and Dr. Dre for money, saying, you know, if it wasn't for me, y'all wouldn't be shit. He didn't make it past the security guard because he ran that motherfucker over, killed him. You know, that I just don't get it.
How you can
have billions like that and then just piss it all away.
Well, and even whenever you do have it, it's still never enough.
Yeah.
Because you're using something that will never fill a hole in you.
Yeah. But it just amazes me.
It's just crazy to me. If you look at it, it's always the people closest to you, just like Selena's manager.
Yeah. Shot her.
Fucked up.
Just plain out shot her because...
She found out she was stealing money from her.
And see, that's another thing, too. If you're working for a place like that, you know she was making a decent salary. And then you want to take money on top of that and think you're never going to get caught. No, I mean, I've seen it happen a lot of times. People will be working somewhere and have access to the money.
Well, even some of the people, like, there have been residents here who have fucking stolen from the banks.
Yes. There was one chick that worked at the bank. She was a, I don't know how she was doing, but she was taking money out or something.
Yeah, and she got caught.
Yeah, and then always keeping her, like, close family's bank accounts up to par and all this, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, she got caught, but she didn't really do any time or nothing.
Meanwhile, like, the one time I fucking speed, I get, like, a $400 speeding ticket. Yeah,
or, like, me, the first time I ever do anything, they throw the book at my ass. I just don't get how people will steal like that and just continue to do it thinking, I'm not going to get caught. And it's always the greed of these motherfuckers that do it. If they would have just taken little nibbles here and there, they probably would have got away with it. But no, they got to be like,
it's the greed. It'll do it.
Because people don't understand. Let's say you're working at a company in the accounting and you make this certain amount of money and they've been seeing how you dress. And then all of a sudden you start dressing nicer and having a nicer car and you're like, huh? Yeah, that's why people are dumb. I would have saved the money back for so when I retired or if I needed it. But no, not these goobers. But yeah, too, somehow they're saying P. Diddy is, guess who's linked to all that's P. Diddy's stuff they're saying?
Who?
Prince Charles. What? Yes, the Prince guy over there.
What the fuck?
Not the old man, his son.
No, yeah, I know.
Yeah, is that his name, Charles?
Isn't it?
I think so, because the other one's Harvey or something, right? Or he's the guy with the beard. He's the shorter one.
The redhead?
Yeah.
The one that had his reality show about his wife?
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, somehow he's tied into it. And, of course, Hillary is. Now, watch, if everyone's saying, everybody's already fucking betting.
Did she have something to do with it?
Yes, and people are already betting if P. Diddy goes to prison or has to go to a big prison, he ain't going to last. He's going to kill himself.
Oh, absolutely. He'll suicide himself just like...
There's a mob guy I listen to, and he stayed in that same wing where the Epstein guy was in New York. He stayed in that same wing for a little bit before he got transferred out. Well, he was there in that same wing, and he said, now, I wasn't there when Epstein was there. He said, but here's what's so funny. For some reason, all the guards went to take a shit real quick, and the cameras got turned off. He goes, when I was there, you had guards up your ass all the time. But then for 5 minutes, they turned their backs. He said, that's what's fishy. People can think.
Because you can't prove anything if there's no video or no witnesses.
Yeah. Because even that's what he said. He goes, why do you think the mob always buried their bodies? If there's no body, there's no murder. There's no evidence. There's no nothing. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy.
And if all the powers that be are in on it, can't really do much.
Yeah. Can't do much at all. And then I got to, where's my phone? You're going to love this because it's Boats and Hoes. But it's about the, I'll just describe it to you. It's it's a TikTok video showing that tanker hitting the, that bridge in Maryland. It's that footage, but at first it's fucking the stepbrothers and it's the restaurant scene. And they're singing their song and the dad goes, who's driving the boat, Brandon? Shut up, Dad. And then about that time, it shows that tanker hitting the bridge. And
I just can't get over how fast it collapsed.
Yes. I mean,
like, I thought that was fake in movies.
But you gotta think about this, though. The ship that hit it, that thing's heavy as fuck. And it is long. That is a huge chunk of steel.
And the thing that's freaking everybody out, the thing that I've seen the most about all the conspiracy theories and everything everybody's saying about the boat thing, I've never seen anything like that.
It's crazy.
That wasn't on a movie. You know what I mean?
I've always seen that on movies.
And so you think, well, that's probably not really how it would happen. But I mean, it fell apart in under 3 seconds.
Yeah.
It was insane.
It was nuts.
But the main one that everybody's talking about is that Netflix movie I talked about like a couple months ago. the Leave the World Behind one. There's a scene in it, while it is not the same thing, it is still close. There's a scene in it where a ship just like that, because it was like a big old oil tanker, wasn't it?
It was one of them ones that carry all them storage things.
Or storage. It was, yeah, it was a tanker with all the ships on it, or ships. God damn it.
It's a ship with a ship on top of ships.
The storage buildings on it. In the movie Leave the World Behind, whenever they start getting invaded and all the electronics are being taken over, somebody gets into one of those ships, and maybe it wasn't an oil tanker, maybe it was the same kind that had the storage units on it, and drove it up into a dock and a beach where a bunch of people were.
Wow. See?
And so everybody's freaked out, and they're like, so did somebody hack into this boat and do the same thing to make a bridge go down?
Some guys that do that hacking stuff for a living are coming out and saying, they're like, we're not saying it did or didn't happen. All I'm saying is
it's
you
possible.
Can do that.
Yeah.
It is possible. I'm like, that's fucked up if they can hack into shit like that, because we're fucked. It's like another guy said, if they start hitting our big ports around the United States like that, dude, if they was to do that around Galveston, Houston, we'd be screwed.
Well, and the scary thing is it'll be little shit like this here and there that they'll be able to call accidents for a while first.
Yeah, because that was one of the main bridges going in there and coming out. So they're fucked. And now you can't get anything in or out of the harbor until they get all that's metal cleaned up. Oh, that's another TikTok I seen. It showed this crackhead over here going, what y'all gonna do with that scrap iron? Wow. It's just,
did anybody die?
I think 6-8 people. Because they managed.
So there were people on the bridge?
It was construction people. They managed to close the roads so pedestrians wouldn't get on it. But the people that were there, because you know they'll close the lane
down. So they just
down.
Happened to be working on the road and had it cleared already whenever this
You know how they always have like one lane open, one closed or whatever?
It was like
It was like that. So they could still travel on it, you know, and at that time of the day it was busy but not like normal. I mean,
and they had enough warning to try to get people off?
Yeah, but the guys did. I guess some of the guys didn't make it off, the construction guys. And you're right, man. When it fucking hit, it just...
It was like immediate. Just immediately crumbled. Nobody would have had time to go anywhere.
It reminds me of the story of the Mothman up in Virginia.
I know.
I've thought about that. Bridge collapsed. See what was lucky with that? Not lucky with that one. When it collapsed, it was at Christmas time, and it had traffic on it.
I know.
A lot of people died that day. Luckily,
so what's weird about that is one of the other podcasts that I listen to, and I listen to a lot of stuff, and there's only maybe been like one other one that I've ever turned off. True crime, paranormal, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a week and a half ago, maybe not even that long. Maybe like the Monday and Tuesday before we went out of town on Wednesday last week.
Yeah.
That's what they were covering, was Mothman and that bridge collapsing.
Oh, hell.
And it got to a point. I'm listening to it at like 5 o'clock in the morning while I'm headed out to Jenny's house. I had to turn it off because it was creeping me out.
Dude, some of that legend about the Mothman's weird.
Yeah, they say you only see him whenever really
bad
shit's
shit
about
happens
to happen.
And people seen him on that bridge.
That one collapsed?
Yeah.
The newest one or the old, or the one that the story's about?
The one that the story's about.
Oh, okay.
About.
I was like, this one too?
Yeah. No, they seen like a week before that, people swore they seen a Mothman figure. And what's crazy is, like you said, when you see him out in the wild, they say you don't want to see him because bad shit happens.
Yeah, it means that you are going to know that something bad is going to happen.
Either you're going to die or someone around you is going to die or just some bad shit's going to happen.
Yeah. I didn't even finish it. I had to turn it off. It was giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Hey, that's
bad.
What I'll get for a ghost story next week is the Mothman from Virginia.
There's a whole...
Yeah, and see that one...
Deal. There's so many conspiracy theories.
Yes,
because
there's an old army base around there. They say where he hangs out, and they blame the military for the Mothman. It's crazy.
Yeah, some blame the military and think that he's actually like some kind of alien thing.
Yeah.
There's just so much shit.
Yep. Yeah, I'll do that next week because I like that story about the Mothman. Wouldn't that be crazy, though, if something like that happened there? They seen something on that bridge a week ago.
Be weird.
That'd be some weird shit.
Just like that creepy-ass moon we had.
Oh, my God.
2 nights ago, Tuesday night, whenever I was out till like 10:30 working.
Yeah.
That was tripping me out.
Did it make you think of Jeepers Creepers?
made me think of a lot of shit like that. And again, I was out in the middle of nowhere by myself, and I was like kind of creeped out.
Yeah. See, and that's the one thing I don't like about hunting, because you got to get out there in the morning and you're by yourself. I mean, you got a gun, but you hear shit and you're like...
Yeah, well, and then you don't ever think about anything. So, speaking of stuff like that, I saw a story, and this is even creepier just because we actually had here in our town on the outskirts, more close to Sturtevant over by where I live. 2 weeks ago, they had to put out a mountain lion warning.
Really?
Yeah, did you see that?
Nuh-uh. Out there where you live?
Yeah. He already passed through, but they thought he was like eating pets and shit.
Damn.
So they were telling people because they can't attack.
Yeah.
They can't attack people. It's been a while since people.
Did you hear that too, or was that me?
I've had a few weird things happen.
I thought I heard something go like in my ear, like, you know that sound?
Well, this whole ass curtain moved a minute ago, and that motherfucker don't ever move. And it wasn't the dog.
I thought it was the dog because I seen it.
No, it was not the dog.
Okay. Well. Max is like, yeah, I've been fucking over here, sniffing under the door.
What the fuck was I about to say?
I don't know. You was about to say it, and that's when I heard that. It's like someone wadding up fucking paper or something. Oh, it was weird.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I really was about to say something, though. What were we talking about? Talk about the moon.
The moon. Here, I'll stop real quick and go back.
Okay. Mountain lion story.
Mountain lion
story. So I don't know if you saw this one. This one did unfortunately happen in California, which I guess I didn't realize that they had them over there. But then if you think about the geography over there, it makes sense. We don't have them as often around here to the point that we actually notice them and put out a warning when we find them. But this kind of shit totally could have happened here. And it gave me the creeps reading it because I can't even imagine what these kids went through. They were, I don't remember how old they were, so I'm going to say they were between the ages of 16 and 19 because they were old enough to drive. I'm not sure if they were in high school.
Wow.
Two kids that had been best friends their whole life, super into hunting. Well, it's deer shed season.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, like.
They're shedding their
horns. Yeah, my husband even goes around on the plant whenever he ain't got nothing to do and looks for sheds. So they go out to this area where they look for sheds all the time like they always do. They've already found a bunch. They've got their backpack, whatever. They come across a mountain lion.
Oh.
It's them, and it's that close when they finally realize where it's at. And it's pissed like a motherfucker. So they do everything that they were taught whenever you come across one. Yell, scream, be loud, throw your backpack. Like, whatever you can do to just make it go the other way so you can run.
Yeah, because they'll chase your ass down. You can't
run
away.
Mountain lion decided, nope. So he attacks one of the kids by the throat.
Ah.
The other kid beats him off, like beats the shit out of this mountain lion to the point that it turns around and attacks him.
God damn.
They don't have any cell phones. Like, the cell phone that they had on them had died, and there was one in the truck where they were at. So the other kid, once the lion gets off of him, doesn't know what else to do. So he tries to run back to the truck real fast. They didn't have guns on him or anything either.
And
get the phone.
I would look
he
for
comes
a big
back.
Rock.
Yeah, he comes back. The kid and the mountain lion's gone. The mountain lion had killed the other kid and then drug his body off and was fucking guarding the body.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then the other one almost died because they had throat injuries. The mountain lion was literally grabbing them by the throat. Like, can you imagine just being 16 out looking for sheds and you get fucking ate by a mountain lion?
Nah, fuck that. Man.
It made my tummy hurt. Like, that kid's going to be fucked up
for the rest of his life. He ain't going to be right because of a fucking hungry mountain lion.
Yeah. And I didn't know they'd, like, run off with the bodies and shit like
that
either.
I'd at least carry pepper spray or something with me. I mean, you give them a squirt of that fucking shit, they're going to run.
Yeah, that gave me the creeps.
God, poor kid. I hate hearing that. That's so gross.
Yeah, it was all the way in California.
But they get a lot of them there. The hikers
I didn't know
and
that.
Shit get attacks them. I don't know why.
It'd be the creeps. Around here, honestly, the only thing you got to worry about is pigs.
Yeah. And that's not even in town. You got to go outside of town. But, yeah, even the pigs, though. But they're getting fucking wild. Well, they've been wild, but. I'd hate that. That's one thing. If I had a property, we would never, ever run out of something to do. Because I'd get one of them razors and mount a fucking gun on it.
Well, and that's what's crazy, too. If you have property, it's, like, endless. You could kill pigs every day.
Yes.
They're so bad around here.
Yeah. I mean, some of these expensive land ranches.
Oh, they'll let you pay them.
Yeah.
Like, they won't, they'll like, because some people want to do it for fun.
Yeah.
So they'll literally not even pay people. They'll let people pay them to come
out there and do it. And I'm like, that's fucking cool. Could you imagine that being your job? Well, I'm going to go pig hunting this weekend and just run around shooting pigs. Yeah, but people crack me up that don't understand how they tear their land up and they can multiply so quick.
Yeah.
But you know how we've been having a problem with them here in Texas and in South Texas? Everywhere in Texas, really. I was reading somewhere where we're getting invaded some by Canada pigs.
Are they different?
Didn't seem different to me.
They're just Canadian.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm like, well, do they taste like Canadian bacon since you're from there? But, yeah, I just thought that was kind of weird. I'm like, huh. Yeah. But whatever they're, I think they said they get more of the boar. Theirs are more of the boar, if I'm making any sense, type, you know, regular pig. I hope I'm making sense.
I got you.
But I think that's about it. I can't really think of anything else that's really been sticking out and being like, holy shit. Yeah. It's just some scary times, people. Like I said, I don't understand why people are flipping out about the solar eclipse.
I don't either. I mean, people are keeping their kids home from school. They're saying not to let your dogs out of the house.
They're telling you to keep
the world is going to fucking end.
Yes. And what's crazy is I hope it don't, because that path comes through Texas. It don't come near us, but I think it stays south of us. There's a big part of it that comes right through Texas. I'm like, fucking great. Just think if it's a big laser beam.
Like some Austin Powers shit happened.
Well, they're saying the one that happened, I can't remember when, and this one, make an X. And they're like, oh, my God, X marks the spot. Everybody in this area should watch out.
What the fuck?
I'm like, it's a fucking
I can't keep up with this shit. We're going to die every day from something.
Yes.
It all cracks me up
is when, since you've been alive, how many times have you heard people say, or anybody, oh, the world's going to end at such and such. We got to be prepared.
Well, I'm 31 and I've already seen it a bunch. 2012 was a big one. 2000 was a big one.
Oh, God, yeah. The Y2J shit.
Yeah, like I was only 7, but I remember that.
Yeah, everybody thought the Y2...
They thought all the computers and shit were just going to blow up and the world was going to end.
Yes, everybody was flipping out because I remember what I did. Because that was, you know, this is the year 2000. Well, they was that day, and I've never seen it before because they don't really do it. They was showing different people, different countries... celebrating the New Year's. So I was like, okay, if they're ahead of us by a day or something, then if they're not, yeah, we need to clean his ears. He's got some gunk in there. Some bad gunk. But anyways, they was showing, you know, the different countries, and I was watching that, and I was thinking, well, there ain't nothing going to happen, because if nothing's happening there, then, you know... Yeah, I remember that, though. Yeah, his ear, I don't know why.
You know, it's okay. I'm just like...
His ears get the nastiest out of all the dogs, and I don't know why.
It happens.
But, yeah, I remember that, though. That was crazy. Everybody was like, ah. And then, like you said, the Mayan calendar is going to end in 2012.
Yeah, 2012 was a big deal. They made movies and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, and it never did. So, I've always looked at it this way. When people come out and say the end of the world's going to happen this date, that date, blah, blah, blah. Nobody knows. And when it happens, I think it's going to happen, you know, and there's not going to be any warning. That's why I don't really think the end of the world's going to happen anytime soon, because everyone's expecting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think we're going to, like, you're not going to know when that time comes.
No. Just remember, guys, always pay attention to animals. And if you see the animals running, you should run. Well.
I'm sorry.
He's getting mad now.
Yeah, he is.
He's like, I have fucking had it.
I know I've got some good ear stuff at home I need to bring over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're like me. Once I see that or feel it,
oh, I just can't. I can't. Until it's gone, yeah. I got to get it.
I know, because I'm like, I can't look at you with the same. You can hear now.
Don't look at him.
I can hear. Yeah. I don't know why, but my Shih Tzu, he gets really hairy. He gets his ears clogged bad. We got to keep his ears clean more than the other dogs. So, yeah, but I don't think there's anything else really out there that's really getting us. I will say this, and I can't wait for the summer. I can't wait for about June, I think, June, because Ashley, guess what?
What?
The EA Sports is coming back with college football for the PlayStation.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, they had to quit doing it because people were complaining. Some of the college kids were complaining about them using a lot.
Sorry. I'm done. I'm done for now. I can't do much else till I have my medicine.
Yeah. Using the... There, just put on the towel.
Okay.
That's why it's here.
It really doesn't gross me out that bad.
But what was I saying?
You were talking about the football.
Oh, yeah.
The foosball.
They was doing it because, you know... The license, so they quit doing it.
Will you pause it real quick? I don't want him to piss in here.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're back. She had to let the dog out to pee. He started sniffing.
My poodle is still potty training, and he doesn't have his belly band on, and I didn't want him to piss in Steven's floor.
Yeah, because I do that enough.
I was like, stop the recording.
We got to stop. We got to take a pee-pee.
He's trying really hard. He just hasn't figured out how to tell you yet. Like, you know how every dog has their own way?
Yes.
Shira just gets up in my face and breathes as hard as she can. We taught Sue how to ring the bell on the door. Yeah. And then Bear barks, but Koba doesn't really know yet, like, what his deal is going to be.
He's like, I feel something. What am I going to do? But I think that's it, guys. I really do. But, yeah, anyways, EA Sports coming out with that. So now I can play. I can be University of Texas anytime I want.
Hell yeah.
And I can't wait. Football season's around the corner. They're going to have the spring game in a couple weeks.
Hell yeah.
We're going to get to see old Peyton's nephew play. Oh, Archie. But you got anything there about those Pinchos Forever?
Everybody just hang in there.
Just hang in there, guys.
I know life's a shit sandwich, and we are all literally taking the biggest bites right now.
Hey, it's like they told me in county. Just close your eyes and chew, because you don't know how long you're going to be here.
Yep.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Well, guys, like I said, I think that's it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everything. Give me some 4 or 5-star reviews. And like I said, comment.
Give me 4 or 5 guys. That's what Steven wants.
Give me 4 or 5 guys. Have you seen that TikTok of that guy going, hey, you want 5 guys?
Oh, the restaurant. Yeah.
But, and she's like, I don't know. Well, maybe. There's some guys on my phone. Yeah, 5? Yeah. Yeah, I think. I was like, what a fucking whole. To admit you want to do 5 guys at one time. I just. Don't get people these days.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they're trying to normalize it.
Oh, God, and they're trying to normalize the fucking pedos.
I watch Peacock because they have Law & Order on there.
The cock.
And the newest show that they have been pushing, like, the commercials literally every time I get on there is the From Couple to Thruple. You get to go on an island vacation, all paid for inclusive trip. With your own private island, as long as you bring somebody else that you and your partner are going to fuck.
Oh, my God.
And become like, they call it a thruple now, whenever you're a threesome, but you're also together for real. Yep. Normalizing.
I've never understood that. Why be married if you want to fuck people?
I don't know.
I mean, really, why go home to the same woman or the same man all the time if you want a different partner all the time?
Like, just stay single and live your single life. Nobody's going to judge you.
That's what scares me about this generation. I mean, goddamn.
That's what's scary about dating now, too.
Yeah.
I'd be fine. Like, you know, if anything ever happened to Tyler, I'm good for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I never even had to deal with the horrors of all the dating sites. Because while ridiculous. They were popular, I never used them.
Yeah.
I was too scared of all the... I mean, I had enough dudes saying creepy shit to me in person. I'm not about to make a profile and give them a chance.
And be like, well...
And then the sad part of that is there's just as many nasty and crazy women on there doing it to dudes.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. Crazy shit, I tell you.
Everything's just gross.
Well, that's our lovely fucking life. Hopefully it changes.
Welcome to 2024.
It's fucking great, yeah. Well, you know, Cat Williams did say a lot of shit's going to come out this year.
Yeah. So I believe it.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of people now are going, maybe we should apologize to Corey Feldman. Because remember, he's been saying this for how many years?
And everybody's always called him just a cuckoo.
Yeah, said he's nuts, don't know what he's talking about. Now look.
Yep.
I'm telling you, man, bunch of fucking pedos. We need to stop holding these Hollywood actors up on a pedestal like they're fucking gods. They're not. They're just pieces of shit with money. But I guess that's it, Frankensteiners.
That'll do her.
And I'm so glad that you guys stopped by and joined this thing of ours. So, and remember... You never exist. You never talk about the existence of this thing of ours.
Yeah.
So, be back. We'll see you next Friday for this thing of ours, and we'll have another sit down. Until then, be good. And go.
Be good or be good at it.
Be good. Be good at it, and be nice. Don't be a crotch rot.
Yeah.
But we'll see you later, guys. And Bye-bye.